heart beats faster and faster.
Well, I have no opening phrase for tonight, folks. None whatsoever.
See, now I'm disappointed. I have to hang up.
No, you don't. I specifically didn't do an opening phrase tonight because we want to send our love out to my partner, my brother from another mother, my buddy, my best friend, Sean Burris. He can't be with us tonight. Some of you know it. Last week he asked you all to pray for his aunt, and sadly she passed this evening, and he will not be with us. But our love out to Sean Burris. But we will be in the chat room. You can log into the chat room for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show at www.ghostanddemon.com. And I am Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter, and I am joined with the lovely, the wonderful, the perfect, the B period, O period, well, you get the picture, Miss Bonnie Jo of Ghostly Talk.
Well, you know, I've never even gotten an introduction that good on Ghostly Talk.
Oh.
Now I feel cheated on Ghostly Talk.
You gotta go tell them that when Ghostly Talk comes back on the air, you expect that kind of introduction.
I need to renegotiate my contract, I think.
Those contracts are killer.
I know they are.
But this
it's horrible. It's you show up, you don't get paid, you talk, you laugh, you make fun of Scott L. That's the only good part of my contract.
That is your pay. That is your pay. You get that opportunity. But it's the Sunday, March 7th broadcast of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris, and it's broadcast live on Absurd Radio and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal Radio, the Black Vault Radio Network, and the Para X Radio Network. Tonight, our guests here on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show are let me make sure I say this right. It's C-A-I-P-R-S, Cypress Paranormal, and the Haunted History.
I think it'd be more like capers, but...
Well, oh, you're right. My God, I capers paranormal. Oh, I'll edit that out later. We'll fix it in the mix. Capers paranormal. I was talking to Cypress Paranormal the other day, and that's my bad. Brain was there. My brain is with Sean because I love him and I miss him. But Capers Paranormal, and the Haunted History Walking Tour of Cape Cod, and that should be a lot of fun. Yeah, I've never gotten up there. Did you go up with Ghostly Talk when they did the lecture in Cape Cod, Bonnie Jo?
No.
You didn't.
That was my horrible year.
Yes.
Of death. Yes. So, no, I didn't get to make it for that.
Well, they will be with us here later tonight. A lot of fun with that. I did get the name of who will be with us, and then I didn't, I'm so used to Sean doing that for me. I'm lost without Sean. Show's over. Sorry. Gotta go.
It. We're cutting it off.
Yeah. No. I'll get that name when we come back because gotta have the name for everybody because the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast and it starts right now.
Are you heathens and hooligans? You won't get the hell out of here. Bottle someone else for a while now, brother. I can use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need.
Derek Bartlett, that was it. Derek Bartlett. Okay.
Oh, geez. I should have just guessed because I probably could have pulled Derek out.
Yeah. Oh, Bonnie, thank
you. See how helpful I am? Aren't you glad you have me on here?
I am. I need you, Bonnie. I need you.
Well, I will try to live up to Sean's status.
Well, you know, it's tough, I know, because look
really
at me.
It really is.
I'm lost without him. I mean, I'm trying to get my cigar out here that I went down to Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut this week, and I picked up myself.
Do I now have to go, Butthead?
Oh, that'll do.
Always says it.
That'll do.
Okay.
And picked up my nice little nub cigar here, so I'm going to light that up. And now, I'm here. I'm good. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Well, I have my cigarettes and my Orange Mountain Dew, so we're good to go.
Anybody who has ever heard how you're not supposed to smoke on a ghost hunt, it's true. You're not, which is why any time during the night, during a ghost hunt, if you drive up to the building where they're hunting, you will see at least three or four of the members outside the building having a cigarette. It never fails.
It's the thing to do because I don't know why we all have to smoke, but I enjoy it and it keeps me from killing my co-host. So.
Well, that you know, that's a big thing. I mean, I remember when Ghostly Talk, or should I say Scott L. of Ghostly Talk, redid the studio, and it became a no smoking zone inside the Ghostly Talk studio.
Yeah, I remember it too.
I would be on the phone with you guys, and you'd be like, "We gotta go. We've only got 3 minutes to run out and get a cigarette."
Oh yeah, we literally see when you walk out the door of the winery, you have to run down the stairs and then out the door, and you know. So Doug and I would get our exercise smoking because we couldn't do it in studio, although we did once and we got busted. But,
that was why Scott was on the road, wasn't it? It was.
Yes. Scott went to Florida, and Doug and I did the show, and Bobby P. showed up, and we misbehaved, and Papa Scott L. busted us.
Well, somebody forgot to dump the ashtray and clean it and put it away, didn't they?
Yes. Well, see, here's the thing. He was supposed to be gone for 2 Sundays. So I figured, well, we'll just get it next Sunday when he's not here. And I pulled up to do the show the next Sunday, and Scott was standing outside talking to Doug, and I went, oh, God. Because I knew. And then that was like the first thing he said to me when I walked up. He's like, you know, you guys were busted, right? And I'm like, yeah. And that was it, because I wasn't going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Daddy. You know, that's just not me. We did it. We misbehaved. We got busted. Okay, I'm over it. Move on.
Well, everybody knows we smoke here on the Ghost Band Demon Hunter show. We never drink, though, during the show. We would never do that.
No one told me that rule.
It's not a rule. It's not even true. We just say it.
Because I, you know, I heard that I was filling in for Sean, and I have a couple bottles of Indiana wine here, so I thought it was only appropriate that I drink Indiana wine while doing the show, and now you tell me I can't do that? It's so crazy.
It is crazy. It is. It's, you know, it's funny. I was telling Bonnie before, I actually went to look up news, and
he's fibbing. He wasn't telling me that at all.
And I have a few news stories here, Bonnie, but as Bonnie knows, I cannot read printed type for the life of me.
No, he can't.
And so I am not going to read the news tonight, because despite the fact that I found it after I told Bonnie I couldn't find it, I just don't want to put our audience through that. My going in the...
The last
White
time, it was a little painful.
It was. But the time before that, I did a very good job. I did, but that's because I memorized it before I came on and did it.
Well, good job out of you. Apparently, my voice has Shelley mesmerized.
Well,
so
your
she
voice
can't type in the chat room.
Your voice does that, Bonnie. It's
I don't get it, but okay, we'll go with it.
It's part of the magic of Ghostly Talk Radio. And, you know, I have had people up and down asking me when Ghostly Talk is going to be coming back. And I know you are not at liberty yet to say when Ghostly Talk is coming back. But it is coming back, correct?
Yes, Ghostly Talk is coming back. We have not, like, kicked the bucket and said, oh my God, vacation is so great. I'm never going back to that again. Because, well, as anyone knows that heard me on my, you know, first week of hiatus on your show, not doing this show, I'm, like, completely lost on Sundays. I, like, sit around going, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
For those of you who are just coming in, like I said earlier, our dear friend Sean Burris lost his aunt tonight. You know, we asked you to pray for him last week. Pray for Sean because it's hit him hard and he loves his aunt. But Bonnie, I called Bonnie literally like 3 hours ago and said, so Bonnie, what are you doing tonight? And she was like, nothing.
Not a tinge of resentment and annoyance in my voice at all.
Not
absolutely
at all.
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. You know that.
And so we were very lucky that Bonnie was willing to come on tonight because great show tonight. We've got great guests, and I didn't want to cancel on them. And, you know.
And Derek's kooky, so that'll be fun.
Well, it was funny because when I first contacted Derek, I didn't realize that Derek was the head of the Haunted History Tour.
Of Capers?
Yeah. Of Capers.
Where have you
yes.
been?
I knew he was of Capers, but I was looking for. Paranormal walking tours and paranormal tours because the season is about to start.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's everybody's going to start traveling for the summer. And you know, I wanted people to know where to go when they travel to get these haunted history tours in. So I opened my Facebook because I'm friends with just about every haunted tour on Facebook. And the first one that came up for me was, you know, the Cape Cod. Haunted History Tour, and I said, all right, I'll give him a call, and I didn't realize it was Derek, so it took me a minute there, so I'm slow like that.
Yeah, it's okay, I still love you.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you. But, you know, Ghostly Talk is coming back, you were saying, and, you know,
yeah.
Despite the fact that you guys ran for the hills and hid after Extreme Paranormal,
Oh, yes, I have to say. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
I couldn't believe when 2 weeks before Extreme Paranormal came out, you guys announced that you were going to be taking a hiatus. And yet, when people went to your website and saw that you weren't there, they blamed us.
Oh, no, actually, it was the Sunday right before the premiere was our last.
Right, but you had announced that it was going to be ending before that.
No,
you hadn't?
No.
I was kind of caught up, like, and busy at that time with a little TV show, I call it.
There was, because we had flown down to Indiana for the premiere. I have to say, I feel more love from people in your chat room than I do in the Ghostly Talk chat room. What is going on here?
They love you, Bonnie. They miss you. You haven't been around. And they miss you.
I'm, like, so confused and distracted by the chat room because people are thanking me and telling me I'm awesome. And it's crazy. I'm used to that, just not on your chat room.
Well, everybody tells you how awesome you are. How does that feel? Because I've never gotten to feel that.
it's kind of like a prerequisite. You know, you have to tell me that I'm awesome. But it's in my contract. Doug and I had gone out to Indiana that weekend, and there were some phone calls back and forth that weekend.
Right.
And it was decided, literally decided, that weekend. Like, we had discussions about a lot of things prior to that. But that weekend, it was decided that we were going to take a break. We were going to go on hiatus. This was something we needed to do because people were getting burned out. Someone wants to have my baby. I'm disturbed. So it literally, like, we had guests for the show that night.
Yeah.
And we canceled the guests, and we did what we had to do. But I would like to say, again, once and for all, hopefully for the last time, that it had absolutely nothing to do with Extreme Paranormal. I'm not going to run and hide because of any TV show. And the thing that cracked me up, the thing that really got me, was that they were saying that we didn't want to have to tell you guys the truth. Okay, anyone, people in the chat room, I'm now asking for you to distract me, but has anyone known me not to say something that was on my mind? Ever.
I can say I have never known you not to say something that was on your mind there, darling.
I mean, have you ever known me to, like, be disgusted by something or have an opinion about something and say, oh, no, I can't say that. It might hurt someone's feelings. I mean, have you listened to Ghostly Talk and the way I talk to Scott Owl? I mean, really, come on.
Well, you know, somebody asked me about it, too, and I sat there saying, you know, oh, my God, if they had been upset with us at all, do you think we would still be listed as field reporters for Ghostly Talk?
When I read that on the Ghostly Talk website, I literally sat in front of my computer and laughed. I was literally laughing out loud. Like, people type it all the time. I literally was laughing out loud. And I'm like, I'm going to have to, like, and, it, like, you guys had asked us, Sean specifically had asked me, like, not to get involved because he didn't want people attacking me or attacking Ghostly Talk or...
Right.
Anything along those lines, and he knew because of our close friendship with you guys that people were likely to come after us, and I was like, dude, I am perfectly okay with that. But he had asked me not to say anything, and then when it showed up on Ghostly Talk, I'm like, yeah, I am not biting my tongue. This is our site. These are people saying crap that is so freaking outrageous. Like, you and Sean are... You brought Ghostly Talk down. You are like paranormal gods.
I know.
Don't you realize that?
The godfather of paranormal talk radio, Doug Semick, bowed before our power. And
I know.
It's
like,
amazing.
You guys brought Bonnie to silence. That's like unheard of.
Well, you know, and the nice thing is, since... we're negotiating for the future of Extreme Paranormal, as many people know.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten to talk about it now, because when it first mm-hmm. came out, we couldn't. And
right.
once we got to start talking about it, a lot of people have come to me now and said, now I understand what you guys are doing. That's great. And
right.
So that's one of the things in our negotiations for the future of Extreme Paranormal, is that we have to be able to talk about it, because people need to know
right.
what we're doing and why. So that it's all good. It's all good.
Well, that to me, that was just, that is what broke my silence. Because, like, after the show, I read everything. And a lot of it, I was reading it, and I was like, okay. One day, I read nothing but reviews about the show. And I literally felt as if I had dropped my IQ by 20 points in reading.
Well, Bonnie, you know, what's the one thing I won't allow people to call me? I might have stumped her because there's a lot of names I don't like to be called, but I don't let people call myself
a demonologist.
A demonologist, I do. And the biggest
thing, I win.
And you know, I admit to people, I'm an occultist. I study the occult. I don't practice the occult in such a way that I could call myself a practitioner of magic, but I study the occult. I study demons. I study theology. I'm not a theologist, but you know, the first thing that came out. The first, like, article that came out about us said, you know, for a guy who calls himself a demonologist, this is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, when did I ever call myself a demonologist? When did I ever let anybody call me one? You know,
right.
It's...
Well, I literally, like, I was reading it, and 95% of it, like, the worst thing they could say was, they're fat. And I was like, really? that's all you got. You hate this show so much because fat people are on it. Well, as a fat person, let me just say, I applaud the fact that fat people are on TV. Thank you very much.
You know, Jason Gowen, by the way, Jason Gowen not here tonight, folks. Because...
And the fact that you're all gay.
Yes.
That
yes.
I really appreciated. That made me laugh out loud in front of the computer, too.
Because you've met Chrissy P, and I don't think we'd be together.
I have.
It's, but, you know, most people haven't, so they wonder. But, no, it's true. There is a Chrissy P.
There really is. I've met her, folks.
But, you know, it's one of those things where, like I said, Jason Gowen not with us tonight also, folks. Jason is in Disney World.
Nathan, there's no sound, apparently.
There's no – oh, there's no sound?
That's what everyone in the chat room is saying.
Okay. Did I unplug something?
I don't know.
Unable to. Oh, gee, look at that. Let's stop back up. And if it doesn't connect. All right, I got to call somebody. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Gee, let me discontinue the recording here.
I'm almost being blamed for that too.
No, I guess we're not started.
Extreme Paranormal brought down the G&D show too.
There we go. Back up.
Yay!
Back up. There we go. You guys should be hearing us now. Give us like 15 Yay. Seconds. But, yeah, you know, it's that damn CIA, you know, they're all after the extreme paranormal guys.
I know, it's so crazy.
That's the fastest this has ever been fixed, ever.
Way to go, Nathan. It's only because I was on the phone.
It really was.
And but... I was, like, sending positive fix the thing, Nathan, vibes to you. And now I have a headache because of it.
We're off the air again. Hold on.
My Lord.
There's a problem. Let me stop this. It says we're broadcasting again. So, who knows, really? But, you know, it's one of those things. How can I watch that and be enthralled by talking to you?
I know. See, I am such a distraction.
You are, you know, and it's, but, you know, we'll get off the EP case because, you know, I wanted to ask you, Bonnie, you know, how much have you, you know, you've missed doing ghostly talk and stuff like that, but has it opened any doors for you to go out and do any ghost hunting or anything like that?
I've not done a lick. not a lick. And apparently people want me to adopt them. Ghost Chaser wants me to be his mommy. I don't know how to read the chat. And the people, the Ghostly Talk chat room never distracted me this much, ever. Apparently, I'm way out of practice because I am so easily distracted right now by various things. But, I've not gone out and done any. I've been in, shall we say, talks to start up a Dr. Dawn show.
I think you should represent Dr. Dawn because, you know, your animosity with Dr. Dawn would make you...
Oh, God, I hate her.
Would make you the perfect person to make sure she stayed in line.
Right, right.
You know, if Sean and I had somebody to keep us in line, you know, Extreme Paranormal would have never happened.
Yeah, well, I've been in talks, too. There is talk of the Dr. Dawn Paranormal Power Hour. So,
I see.
That could be disturbing, but that'll probably come about. The only other thing not doing Ghostly Talk has done for me is turned me into a drunk. that's what I do to fill those hours.
Oh, well, and now you're on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, which in itself turns people into drunks. You know, it's,
Right. I'm not, yeah. So I fit right in, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, this is Coke that I'm drinking. It is. It's.
And mine is Orange Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Laced with Indiana wine.
But no Pepsi anywhere to be seen. You know you're not in the Ghostly Talks.
No,
studio.
There's no Diet Pepsi anywhere. Like, you're not hearing the, you know, the sound that a 2-liter bottle makes when it opens. I'm so used to hearing that about 47 times on Sunday between 6 and 9.
It amazes me when you and Doug came out to visit me, and Sean and Gore Girl, I had bought a 12-pack of Pepsi, or Diet Pepsi.
Oh, please. That's like 6 hours to Doug.
Two 2-liter bottles of Pepsi. And Doug walks in, looks inside my refrigerator, and says, oh, we have to go to the store. I have to buy some Pepsi. I was like, I just bought a case of Pepsi and two 2-liter bottles.
Doug literally should consider buying stock in Pepsi, because I don't know anyone, anyone that drinks as much Diet Pepsi as that man. Like, he literally goes through multiple 2 liters a day. Well, he can easily go through he normally goes through like 1.5 2-liters during the 3 hours that we're doing Ghostly Talk.
I have traveled with you and Doug.
Oh, my Lord, that's a trip.
And it's you know, that is a trip, because we stop at every stop to pick up a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi for Doug. Yet the man never seems to have to use the restroom.
Oh, no. I just have Doug trained.
Oh, okay.
See, okay, when I was a kid, my family, we drove to Oklahoma twice a year, every year.
Yes.
Because we had family down there. So my father would, you know, he'd get us all up and he would say, okay, go to the bathroom. And then we would get in the car. And God forbid you had to go to the bathroom before we stopped for gas, because it wasn't happening. We stopped for gas, we stopped for food, and that was it. Other than that, we were barreling through, straight on through to Oklahoma. It was like 21 hours, I think. And 95% of the time, we didn't stop for the night or anything along those lines. We just... It was a suicide mission to Oklahoma, and so that's how I'm trained. When I'm in the car, unless I'm like on the verge of bursting, I will not stop.
And you know, that answers the official Ghost Man and Demon Hunter question that we started, and people have asked again and again now that Sean and I started asking this question. When you're in a cemetery and you're on a ghost hunt and you have to pee, where do you go? And in Bonnie's rule is, you don't. You you can wait 21 hours. Come on.
You don't. I, like, literally, Doug, like, when I first started traveling with those guys, it was like every other rest area they wanted to stop. Can we stop for gas? Can we do this? It was like a bunch of whining little kids in the car with me. And I was like, okay, you guys have to die, go to sleep, do something, because I can't travel like this. And I think I proved that point to them when the first time we drove to Gettysburg, someone had told us that it would take us at least 10 hours to get to Gettysburg.
Right.
Well, the boys had all stayed up all night, and I had slept. So they slept the whole way there, pretty much. I got us from Doug's doorstep to the Ghost of Gettysburg store in 8 hours.
Very good.
And I was like, okay, see, this is what happens when someone doesn't have to pee every 10 seconds, okay? In the future, I'm giving you all sleeping pills before we get on the road.
It's funny too because I've driven with you, Arkansas, where we drove up the mountain of death, and, at 95 miles an hour.
Okay, here's the thing. I like to get where I'm going, and I like to get there fast.
Well, and it wasn't really fair either because they told you it'd take you 30 minutes to come and pick me up.
Right.
And I think it was like an hour and a half ride even for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not 30 minutes by any, no. So I like to get where I'm going, and, you know, that trip, it was like, okay, we have to leave to go get Nathan, who is a friend we want to hang out with, but in order to do that, we have to leave all our friends that we want to hang out with. So it was like, okay, come on, Doug, we'll go really fast. And we went up to, like, Tom's Crab Shack Taco Stand and Airport to pick you up.
I think I had tires changed. You had tires changed while you were there, didn't you?
Right, yeah, I had my tires rotated while I was there. And all of it was like, okay, we have to get Nathan so we can get back. And I like to drive fast. Anyone that's ever been in the car with me knows that. I have literally made Doug say the Lord's Prayer twice while he was driving with me. Both times, I believe, no, once was in Indiana and once was on the way to Gettysburg. Because I don't know if you've ever driven to Gettysburg.
Oh, well, from Connecticut, I have. It's,
But the way we take, there's like this really windy, twisty road that tells you to go like 30 miles an hour or some ridiculously slow speed, which to me has now become like a suggestion. It's not a speed limit. It's a speed suggestion.
The comments of Bonnie Spittler do not represent those of Ghostbed and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Okay, thank you. To me, it's a suggestion. And I literally took these curves like so fast that everyone in the car was screaming, and Doug was saying the Lord's Prayer, and I was laughing so hard that tears were welling up in my eyes. So my vision was blurred, and I'm flying down this
not a good combination.
Road.
Not a good combination.
It was great. And the same thing happened when we were in Indiana. We were with Scott Kern, and we were visiting various haunted places in Indiana, and we were going to, I don't know, some bridge or something. But in order to get there, we had to go down this twisty, windy road. And I was following Scott Kern, who apparently drives just like me, which was excellent because I was, like, flying. And he had our Scott L in the car with him. So, and Scott L was like, or Scott K was like, I think we're going to lose Bonnie. And Scott's like, she ain't going to lose you. You're fine. Go. And again, Doug said the Lord's Prayer. But I haven't killed anyone.
You haven't. And if you had, you know, we're ghost hunters. That's what we do. But,
right, exactly.
You know, and I've gotten to ghost hunt with you, Bonnie, which I have to say, you are, in no sense of the word, or every sense of the word, the most no bones about it ghost hunter. You just walk in. This is where I'm going to sit and investigate all night. And people are like, well, you know, we want to, no, this is where I'm going to sit and investigate all night. This is where things are said to happen. This is where I'm going to sit and investigate all night.
Well, you know, and I'm also like, I'm so used to being like the ghostly talk guinea pig that like, for example, when we stayed in Whispers Estates, and here it is, two couples, Nathan and me, and the owner at the time was talking about how all the bad things happen in the attic and this and that, and no one ever wants to stay in the attic and blah, blah, blah. And so then it came time to for everyone to choose their sleeping arrangements. And I'm like, okay, where's everyone going to sleep? I'm not sleeping in the attic. I'm not sleeping in the attic. I'm not sleeping in the attic. So where did I sleep in the attic by myself?
Yep.
Because I'm used to being the ghostly talk guinea pig.
Well, and the funny thing was, I wanted to stay in the living room because mm-hmm. that's where everybody is said to hear the voices of the little yeah. girl. So I wanted yep. to stay in the living room because, you know, originally I was going to go up and stay in the attic with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you know, originally I was going to be there for two nights.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, we only have two nights. I can stay in the attic tomorrow night. And then I just got to the point where I just had to leave and go home to Chrissy P because there was stuff going on. But
we were there two nights.
Were we there two nights? Or I was there
yeah,
going to be
Yeah, you were going to stay the third.
I was
going to
stay the third night, right. So I was like, I want to stay down here in the living room. And I kept equipment running all night long. But we had some great stuff happen. But it was always when everybody was in the living room. If people
No,
went...
because we had stuff happen during G&D.
Right. But I mean, generally people were downstairs when stuff started to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it was like, I want to stay downstairs. I wanted everybody to stay downstairs all night, but, you know, there were three lovely beds upstairs, so people wanted to sleep.
And so incredibly comfortable they were. Like, literally, this is how tired and how cold I was, okay? And I know I've told you this, and me and Sean just talked about it the other night. Sean said that he fully expected to wake up to me screaming for him that night. I was so tired when I finally went to bed. I literally, like, I was freezing, first of all, because someone had shut the heat off in the room.
Right.
So it was, like, Arctic in that room. And I was like, good Lord, I have to sleep in here. So I threw, like, two comforters on the bed.
Well,
I turned the little space heater on, and then I climbed into bed to go to sleep. And literally, I was woke up like three different times because someone, something, whatever, none of you came upstairs, but something sat on the end of the bed. And like, I would kick my foot over and feel like the dip in the bed. And I literally spoke out loud. This is how tired and how cold I was. I said this and then went back to sleep. I said, I don't care what you do, just don't take the covers off of me. And then rolled over and went back to sleep. That's how much I cared about what happened in that room that night.
And my big problem was, Bonnie knows I drive slower than her, but I drive like her in that I drive straight through to somewhere.
Right.
And I drove out from Connecticut to Indianapolis in 14 hours flat. And that's like the minimum time to get to Indianapolis, driving straight through pretty much at the speed limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove straight through, got out there. But for 2 days, I hadn't slept because I wanted to stay
right.
up and record and do all. I had equipment everywhere in the house because not only did I want to record for a haunting, but I wanted to prove that it was a true haunting and not a hoax.
Right.
And I could find nothing that made me think it was a hoax. But at the same time, I was out there, and then all of a sudden, you know, I had to get home. And I drove through because I was trying to get home by the next morning. And
right.
suddenly I crashed after 2 days of not sleeping. Crash is bad because I was driving. But I started to nod off, and so I realized I had to pull over and get a hotel. Problem being, I had forgotten to bring a credit card.
Oh, good Lord.
And no place would let me hold a room for the night without a credit card. So I wound up having to stay in a hotel that I walked in and pulled out money out of my wallet and said, I just need a room for the night. I can leave a deposit. And they were like, oh, you don't need to leave a deposit. Just pay for the room. And I walked in, and there were cobwebs growing out of the wastebasket. And, you know, every corner.
It was probably a pay-by-the-hour type place.
I'm pretty sure they were expecting I only wanted it for the hour, but when I asked for the night, they were thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
The two other cars in the parking lot and the cop sitting across the street probably wondered what I was doing there. But,
probably.
But, you know, all in all, it was a good night. I woke up the next morning, I drove through back to Connecticut, but that was a rarity for me because I do not like to stop on trips.
Oh, me either. Like, okay, speaking of Arkansas, the trip of death. When we left Michigan, okay, that was like, it would have been a 13-hour trip from Michigan, but we made a detour to Indianapolis to pick up Sean.
Okay.
Smart, I know. Well, Sean is like, I work afternoons. I'm used to being up half the night. Once you guys get me, I can drive. And I'm like, okay, sweet. Because when we left, I had already been up for more than 24 hours.
So now, was this for Ghost World? Was this for the Ghost? Was this for the Ghost World conference?
No, no, no. This was Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas, Arkansas. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We get Sean, and Sean drives, and I'm like, sweet, I can get some sleep. I am like dead to the world. Sean drives maybe 2 hours, and he's like, Bonnie, I got to pull over. I'm exhausted. And I'm like, are you joking? And he's like, no, I can't see straight. And I'm like, okay. So who drove us the rest of the way in to Arkansas but me? And then once we got there, everyone was there. And I'm like, I can't go to sleep. There's so many people I want to see and talk to. And it was like the first time I met a ton of people, like the Yanceys. It was the first time I met them. It was the first time I met Gowan.
It was the first time Doug yelled at me.
It was the first time I almost punched Doug in the head. It was, I mean, it was a first for a lot of things. So, like, I didn't want to go to sleep, and I was so exhausted. I think by the time I had gone to bed, I had been up for, like, 2.5 days or something, and I was like, people, I'm going out. You can, like, party around me, do whatever you have to do. But I am officially done.
We did party around you, too, if I recall, because Jason Gowan wound up, like, dancing in a vinyl Spider-Man outfit, didn't he?
I was awake for that because I set that up, and there was no way I was missing that. I, as a matter of fact, there are still pictures on my MySpace page of that little dance. It was a highlight of that trip for me. It's not often that, you know, you get to handcuff a co-host and have two men in latex costumes dance.
Especially when one of them is Jason Gowan.
Right. But I have to say, Jason Gowan has a really tight butt. You cannot hide that stuff in latex. Jason Gowan has a tight hiney. Anyone listening out there that cares, he has a tight little hiney.
I'm sure all the guys at Chubarama.net will be terribly disappointed to hear that.
I'm just saying, you know, if the guys at Chubarama want to see some pictures of his tight hiney, I have them. Because, okay, you can't hide. That thing was so tight, I could have checked his pulse without touching him, is what I'm saying, okay? But he worked it. He rocked it.
He
totally rocked it.
He did. He rocked
it. And I applaud him for that. And I was so thankful to him for doing that because it was like,
it was a turning point in everyone's career there.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it was like, it was, and Doug never saw it coming.
No, he didn't.
He never saw it coming. Like, that was the trip we took for his 40th birthday.
Yep.
And it was a big deal. And he, at that point, had already, you know, had the blow-ups and things of that nature, and he pretty much thought that everyone was mad at him and never saw any of that coming. He was completely blindsided by it. It was perfectly set up. Even, like, Rosemary Ellen Guiley was sitting in the room, and she was like,
I was sitting with
so
Rosemary
glad.
Ellen Guiley when it happened.
She was like, I am so glad I was here for that. And, like, people the next day were coming up to me at the conference going, I hear you guys had some fun in your room last night. I'm like, oh, I got pictures. You want to see? I'm, like, showing everyone the pictures of Gowan in his tight little outfit with his tight little buns dancing for our doggles.
Well, sweetie, I'm going to have to take a break because we have to come back Derek Bartlett of Capers Paranormal and the Cape Cod's Haunted History Tour. And I just want to throw out there before we take a break, folks, last week we had CPRS, Connecticut Paranormal Research Society, on. And I went to a lecture with Orlando and Joe last night, and I saw some of their footage. And they have some footage on their site at www.cprs.info. CPRS.info. That is just incredible. You know, you just look at... I'm going to let you all go through it and find it so you look at all the stuff. But there's a video of an investigation they did in a house with a child. And, you know, you have to slow it down and watch it because you think that it's the child's head moving. And then when you realize it's not, I'm just going to let you folks go check it out and see what's going on there because it's incredible footage. So check out www.cprs.info after the show or tomorrow or whenever. And look for that video of them investigating in the house with the child. And you will be impressed. So it looks like
check the connection again.
Looks like we lost the connection again. So I'm going to take the break, check the connection, and we'll be back.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for Parashare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the njghs.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at podcastalley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
We'll be right back.
And that was 3 Years Hollow, 3 Years Hollow with Make Yourself. And you can find them at GarageBand.com. 3 Years Hollow, Make Yourself at GarageBand.com. Check them out. Tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you. 3 Years Hollow, GarageBand.com.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Are you looking for your favorite paranormal podcast? Well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late great in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Shannon Sylvia from Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to Ghost Man and the Demon Hunter Show.
All you heathens and hooligans, come on and get the hell out of here.
Okay, so you like that music better than the old music, don't you, Bonnie?
Oh, God, yes.
A little blues thrown in there, you know, it's... hey, you know, I apologize to our guests because we're running a little late because our network kept going down. So I had to make a phone call to the wonderful, the beautiful, the sweet and fantastic and nearly as incredible as Bonnie Jo Spittler of Ghostly Talk, Becky Ray.
From
Darker Side Radio, because she runs the network we broadcast on. So... I had to ask her if she would please get us back on the air, and she did. And it's great, it's awesome, it's fantastic, because right now we have Derek in the third chair waiting to talk to us. And, hey, Derek, how's it going?
Good, and yourself?
Oh, just ducky. We've had an interesting night with technical things tonight.
Yeah,
it's my fault.
No, no problem at all. It happens.
You know, it's who was the guy who we had on like 2 years ago, Bill somebody, who's been involved with a dangerous haunt, and they say wherever he goes, equipment breaks down, and ever since we had him on the show, our equipment has never been the same.
Bill Beam.
That's it. That's
See, I'm good
it.
For something.
Thank you. But now we have Derek here with us. Derek, how's it going?
Good, yourself?
Oh, well, like I
yeah,
said.
Yeah, no, besides the technical difficulties.
Pretty good, pretty good. Derek, I forgot your name earlier, and, you know, but so I just want to throw it out there again. It's Derek Bartlett, and you are with the Cape and Islands Paranormal Research Society.
Yeah, Capers for short.
Capers, which I screwed up earlier.
That's, yeah, that's
he
okay.
did. Everybody I corrected him.
Everybody calls it Capris or something else. Just, you know.
Everybody corrected
Andy's
me.
Hot, too. Everyone
oh,
should
thanks.
Know that.
Oh, you know, I had not heard
you,
that
Bonnie.
About you, Derek. You're hot. So people coming out to do the Cape Cod's haunted and history tours can meet you, and you're hot. So there's an important
they,
piece
they
of
it. They do it because Bonnie from Ghostly Talk said he's hot.
Ah.
That's why.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, again.
No, you're welcome.
How's that
That's
tattoo
the only
of yours
thing
holding
I'm good
up?
For. Hmm?
How's your tattoo holding up? I think the last time I saw you, you were getting a tattoo on your ankle, and I was getting one on my chest.
Oh, I've had more since then, so. And that wasn't the last time you saw me. The last time you saw me was in Decatur.
Oh, yeah, Illinois. See, you drink too much, you forget where you are. That's
yep,
it.
Yep, see? But somehow I remember it all, which is scary.
Awesome.
Now, have I met you in Decatur, Derek?
I don't know. Might have.
You got to remember, I work with Sean, so usually by the time we leave the conference, we're schnookered. It's...
Now, who usually isn't when you leave
That's
those conferences?
That's true. Anybody who has not gone to a paranormal conference really should, but be sure you get a hotel room there because you don't want to drive. There's a lot of stuff coming up, though. I understand that the Cape Cod's Haunted History Tours will be picking up in April.
Yeah, we start our fifth season doing this. It's kind of funny. I got into doing this just for a fundraiser for a local library. You know, they needed something Halloween-ish, you know, right. Fill in for them, and because they lost their author who used to lecture every Halloween. So I filled in, did a tour, and everybody kept on asking me. And, yeah, April 16th starts our tour season all the way to November 15th. See, being here on Cape Cod, it's, you know, much warmer than, say, Boston.
Boston.
So we get to run it a lot longer.
Now, but it's warmer than it is in Boston, but do you still have plenty of chowder?
What? The chowder?
Chowder.
Chowder.
Yeah, the chowder in Boston.
Chowder.
If I come or in yeah. Cape Cod, if I come up to Cape Cod, am I going to get the chowder?
Yeah, you got to drive your car here, though.
Your car? Well, I'll park it in the yard.
Yeah, come down the yard and park it there. So, yeah, unfortunately, as a tour guide... I have to lose my Boston accent because I'll have people say from Canada or from overseas on the tour and they'll go, what? So I actually have to, you know, pronounce my R's, which is, as you can tell, is almost like a handicap. I sound, you know, like I'm really slow. Hello, I'm Derek Bartlett, you know, so they can actually understand the words. So I'm correcting myself.
All of a sudden people are going, great, we're getting a tour from Sling Blade. But
exactly, you know. I'm good there, potatoes.
But you're, but I've been looking at your website. It's, you know, well, first of all, it's www.caiprs.com, capers.com. But I've been looking at the haunted tours, and it looks like there's a lot of stuff there to just be a walking tour.
Yeah, actually, like I said, we started as a fundraiser in the village of Barnstable, which is a historic site on 6A. We started doing that the following year on the weekends. Now we do it every night. And yeah, it went from a history tour, haunted in history tour, the typical ones. Little ghost stories here, a lot of history here. I mean, we got buildings from the 1690s on my tour. And, you know, from modern day as well, and going to cemeteries, etc. Well, you know, me being a ghost hunter, of course, and here we are walking in Cape Cod's second most actively haunted cemetery every night, I thought it'd be a great opportunity for patrons doing the tour to actually start ghost hunting for an extra hour on Monday and Friday nights. So we opened that up. Then 2 years ago, I got the opportunity to maintain and operate the oldest wooden jail in the United States of America. It was built in 1690 by the Order of Massachusetts and Plymouth Bay Colony Courts. I mean, wooden structure.
Right.
Now we're going into this building during my tours. And I had heard the ghost stories before about the building. It wasn't until we started taking the tours in there that strange things have happened. I mean, really creepy stuff. It's not the original location. It was moved down, you know, probably a half mile down the road, put in this location on the back of a historic customs building lot. Something came with it, or something is drawn there because of either the tours or because of the building, of course. But I mean, creepy stuff.
Well, and you you were talking about a building from the 1690s. That's before the Quaker penitentiary system was really built. And so you're talking about jail cells where men, women, children, anybody arrested were all thrown in together.
Right, all in one commutative cell. Right. You know, and it was, you know, if you kind of broke the government's law, like we have a case here not on the Cape, but right outside of the Cape in Plymouth, 11-year-old kid,
yeah.
You know, and he was held in Barnstable, by the way, but was moved, transferred to Plymouth for his possible execution, which he did. 11-year-old kid fell asleep in church was his first offense. Second offense, he made faces at the pastor or priest. And the third offense, he pulled a girl's hair during service, and he was hung for that.
Oh, 11-year-old my gosh.
Kid. Yeah, but men, women, and children were all held in the same cell. There's in that jail, there are two solitary confinement cells. And when I say it's creepy, I mean, you sit there, and we've had grown men cry because of the dark, shadowy figures standing next to them.
Well, you know, nope. I've investigated with Jason Gowan, so I've gotten to see grown men cry, too.
We were just talking about being on an investigation where the only one with balls big enough to sleep in the attic was me, so do we really want to go there?
Right. You know, let the guys be macho until the ghosts come out or it gets dark. Then we all run away.
I don't run away. I just freeze in place and can't move. It's totally different.
I just close your eyes.
Yeah.
The less I see, you know.
If I pull the sheet over
my... guys don't even pretend. They're just like, send Bonnie in.
Right, right.
Well, if I pull the sheet over my head, the ghosts can't see me. That's the rule.
Just open the door, push Bonnie in, you know, shut the door. She'll be all set. We'll stand out here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am the guinea pig.
Like when we were in Arkansas, we didn't have to open the door because the door kept opening it on its own. So
that's even better. Less manpower.
Yes. Oh, but I mean, these are some awesome, awesome places. And like, and it's not like you guys are just throwing a history tour up there. You guys are ghost hunters
yep.
who are out providing this to the community. And this is what people are always talking about. Let's outreach to the community. But a lot of people forget that outreach to the community doesn't mean that you have to be out on a TV show or you have to be out on, you know, doing cases and making them public. That just explaining hauntings to people and not putting thoughts into people's minds what a haunting has to be is a great service because it opens people's minds up to the possibility of haunting and ghost hunting.
Right, and as well as preserving America's history and your own history in your own backyard. That I've had a lot of Cape Codians come on the tour and say, well, I lived in this town for 40 years and didn't even know that. You know,
now,
oral tradition.
Now, you also do things like a shipwreck tour?
That's starting this summer. It's called the Hyannis Harbor Haunted Cruises. It's a one-hour cruise, and you kind of leave Hyannis Harbor, and if no one knows what the area is, it goes by JFK compound, the
okay.
Kennedy's compound.
The area?
You go out right on the ocean, right by behind it, so you can see the Kennedy compound. And we kind of cut into back into the bay. It's an hour tour. I mean, it's really great and excellent. The stories are unbelievable. From USOs, unidentified submerged objects, like
right.
balls of light, to strange creatures in the water, to ghost ships that can be seen coming in the harbor but never really enter the harbor. They vanish. And you're actually floating out there with these possibilities of seeing something.
Wow. And this is brand new. I mean, this is not just brand new for you. This is brand new to the area.
Yeah, we have. I think they do a pirate tour. Like, ooh, you know, swashbucklers, you know. Look at Jack Sparrow's on the beach. No, yeah, this is new to the total Cape Cod area, where I haven't found anywhere else anywhere. So I was asked actually by a company, like a boat yacht facility, to actually come up with something.
So you've got these awesome cemetery tours.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are available to do these boating tours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the Barnstable Village or
Yeah, the Barnstable Village. Just like it looks like. It looks like Barnstable. Barnstable.
Barnstable.
Yeah, that's the town we started in, on Route 6A. We start, like, at the oldest, I can't say the oldest library in the U.S. It's the oldest building to be housed as a library. It's 1644, the building was built. So you started a building that old. Then you go up past the meeting place for the Tories or the Whigs party, and we're talking 1773, actually 1754, it really started, that house. And you go through haunted locations, and you end your night actually at what I call Cape Cod's most actively haunted building. It's called the House of 11 Ghosts. It's a building I will never, ever set foot in again.
Really?
I did an investigation there in 2005. No, I'll never go back in that building again.
That's pretty strong words coming from somebody who runs a ghost hunting group.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Fear is a natural human instinct. If you say you're not afraid, something is very wrong with you. But just picture this. I tell the story. You know, I get nervous. I actually put my back to the building. I walk around it and put my face up to the window, afraid of actually this building. Picture this. You're kind of angry because you have five investigators. None of your equipment will turn on, none of it, except two flashlights.
Hmm.
Now, granted, this building has a river running underneath it, which gives a high electromagnetic field, and they still have problems with the building to this day, from wireless networks, cell phones don't work in the building. It's more natural than paranormal.
Yeah.
So I separated myself from the team and because I was so angry that my equipment wouldn't work, and here I am in the most, quote, actively haunted building on Cape Cod, and I could not record a thing. Mm-hmm. I was basically sulking in the corner, but I didn't want to see my team members see me angry at all. So I went in this little break room, shut the door to a hallway, and shut, you know, a door or two that led to someone else's private office, a table, refrigerator, you know, tiny break room. Put my head down on the paper on the table to give myself a timeout, calm down. All of a sudden, my left ear and my
right
ear.
Were you bad? You needed a timeout.
Yeah, well, you know, I was. I was angry.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my left ear, I hear click. My right ear, I hear click. Pivot my head to the left, couldn't see anything. Pivot my head to the right, and here is this door opening up beside me. 3 seconds later, I hear bang, bang. Both doors hitting their doorstop simultaneously. Fear set in. I closed my eyes. And what walked in from that door to my right, to this day, I will never know. But if anybody has felt negativity or pure darkness,
right,
that's what it felt like walking in that room. Well, I opened my eyes, looked to my right, and there's my savers, this hallway illuminated by red emergency exit lights, and I make one giant leap from the chair to the hallway and run down the hallway calling for help. It's the only true place that I actually get nervous.
Now, I've got a question from someone in the chat room who's interested in the tour. Do you have facilities available for, say, someone who's handicapped to go through the tour?
Yes, it's all handicapped accessible.
So do they have to bring their own, like, little motorized scooter or
a wheelchair or something like that? If not, we can provide one for you if you make reservations prior to.
Okay.
We do have those facilities, and it's all sidewalk accessible, and electric chair, wheelchair accessible, except the cemetery, which I cannot, because we have death doorways there, basically pillars walking off the entrances.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, and we do the haunted overnights in the old jail, which are all wheelchair accessible, so you can actually get in the old jail. On Saturday nights, we do that.
So you provide a service to people who have an interest in ghost hunting but aren't necessarily full-time or, I won't use the word professional, but, like, they have a strong interest in ghost hunting, but they can't actually get out and do it on their own.
Or they can't feasibly do it either with equipment because we let them borrow it.
You have a borrow system.
Oh, yeah, we put tape recorders in their hands in the cemetery. I download the files to the website so they can listen to it. And also the haunted overnight as well. We bring out our Alpha Labs EMF meters, natural as well as natural EMF meters, as well as, you know, the regular tri-field meters. And Yeah, video cameras and everything. So they get to use it. We train them like a crash course on it. So if they have a high interest, which a lot of people do, of course, if they're doing haunted overnights, yeah, you know, they'll stay 6-7 hours.
Now, I'm scanning the site here, and for those of you who want to go to the site, either right now if you open another window or after the show or whatever you want to do, there is so much stuff available to people on your site, haunted overnights and lectures. Now, these lectures that you guys hold, I mean, you have stuff coming up that's, you know, just this month you've got the Dead Presidents because it's Washington's birthday last month.
I already had that.
That was last month, right. Right, that was last month.
Yeah, but we have ghost pets are coming up. I'm traveling out to Peoria, Illinois. Anybody out there listening, I'll be out there at Peoria Theater lecturing. We have a free monthly lecture here at the on the Cape. We don't charge. You know, we have Rosemary coming out. I heard Rosemary's name and Dr. Alan Brown coming out. We were doing a Vampire Expo in July. Of course, we have the 2010 East Coast Ghost Conference hosted by Troy, co-hosted by me in August. But yeah, all our lectures at the colleges are free. So.
And, you know, it's I was looking, you've got a 2010 schedule coming out for the hunts available and other events.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's Sandwich Village?
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing you eat. It's actually named after Sandwich, England. It's the first town founded here in on Cape. It's another village. It's like Barnstable Village, Sandwich Village.
Okay.
Found in 1639. It's another tour, but I actually work through the Sandwich Community Schools, so they actually get money from me doing these tours. You know, I'm not after the great dollar. Or, you know, make or try to make a name for myself. I'm out to really to help people. So the Sandwich Community Schools, I run it through them, so they get a good chunk of the change. The Haunted Overnights, the jail, and the Historical Society get money. So, and I also do cemetery tours through the Sandwich Community Schools.
Now,
so you buy tickets from them, and I'm your host and guide.
You know, like, Chrissy P. came back. She was staying out in Provincetown.
Right.
For a month. And you were, wanted to ask you, haunted locations in and around Provincetown? Because that's a big area for people vacationing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you know any places people can go out there?
Yeah, if you really want to dig into it, that you have a restaurant that used to, well, I don't know who owns it now, or it's not even a restaurant anymore. It's called the Martin House. Investigated that. It used to be part of the Underground Railroad, the last stop before they ran to the ships on the docks. Very haunted. Not by the African Americans, but by a woman who's done it. In the wintertime, she leaves her drapes open. In summertime, when the people come rent the rooms next door, she shuts the blinds. So the blinds are always keeps on opening, closing, opening, closing. That's the Martin House on Commercial Street. You have the Carpe Diem Guest House, which is also on Commercial Street. You have the old, what's called Whaler's Wharf. It's like a New Orleans-style mall, open-aired mall, a building that actually burnt in the 70s or 80s. I can't remember when. And it's built up, and you can hear women and children's footsteps still walking. And talking in an empty building, you know, big courtyard. So, yeah, that's all on Commercial Street. That's the main road down in Provincetown.
Now,
and, of course, you can always visit the Lady of the Dunes. That's if no one's familiar with the case, it's actually where Patrick Burns from Haunted Evidence came down, looked for the woman's body that was found in the dunes of Cape Cod, and went to her grave. You know, her grave can be found in there, this cemetery, and you know, I'm actually right now working with a couple of people who said they were psychic. Notice that sentence. Who said they were psychic? That want me to document everything about this Lady of the Dunes case. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, you know, Bonnie's psychic too, because she knows whenever anybody's full of crap.
Isn't that great? It is.
I just
is
have
wonderful.
A great BS detector. That's all.
It's a, you know, and, you know, you've got these things going on. There's people that are going to these locations. You've got all new stuff happening. Is this becoming like a full-time job for you now?
You can actually say that. Every night I'm never home. I'm doing something, a lecture, tour, or now harbor cruises. I do have staff members doing the tours that work, are ghost hunters. I mean, I have the director of Cape and Islands Paranormal Research Society, who's a tour guide as well. So she runs the ghost hunters when I'm not around, but also can do the tours. So she's a ghost hunter as well. So you're not just stuck with some college kid
right.
doing the tours and here is your equipment, you know. But yeah, doing a lot of stuff, and it's always giving back to the public, you know, and I wish it was a full-time job. Unfortunately, here on Cape Cod, you know, tour season stops October. Then there's nothing else to do in the winter until, you know, April.
The when you get out there and you do these things and you go out and investigate, or when you go out with the people who are on the tour with you, how often have you seen paranormal stuff happen?
Myself or people that I'm not saying. I mean, people are people. You can
right.
have 35 people. One person on the tour will say they saw something. So it would be every night if I, but in all honesty, twice a week, there's, you know, I've had whole tour groups run away from a building because of what they've seen. I've had people quit the cemetery because of what they bumped into. And then people run out of the jail because of what they had seen. Actively haunted. Truly, though, an experience twice a week.
Really?
Yeah. But there's not a night that a story doesn't go by, I saw this or I saw that. But I don't know the people.
Now, you're coming up, like you said, this all starts in April. The tours start up again. Touring season, tourist season actually starts up in around April, you know, May as well for Cape Cod. You know, how does the community feel about a ghost tour in the area?
They love it, actually. They truly, truly love it. I'm bringing, if you guys don't know what 6A is, 6A is like a scenic highway. It gets you to from the beginning of Cape Cod to Provincetown, which is the tip of Cape Cod. Very beautiful
drive. I just drove it recently.
And you probably drove through Barnstable Village. And
I
didn't even realize you did.
I probably did and did not even realize it, yeah.
The village itself is highly acceptable. It's funny, they've asked me to be on the Historical Society now. They've asked me to be on the Tales of Cape Cod. It's preserving Cape Cod's history. Because I'm bringing, quote, tourism to this little town, which they would never, ever had gotten before. You know, people that, oh, this is an old building, but people actually stop and doing the tours, staying the night, seeing a haunted bed and breakfast right up the street. You know, the Beechwood Inn.
Yeah.
The Lilac Room, or you know, the Orleans Inn, which is a new episode of Ghost Hunters you guys will see, because those guys are just down here, you know.
Okay.
You know, bringing business to a small, sleepy town, you know, preserving their history from an outsider. I didn't grow up here in Cape Cod. I grew up on a town right outside, you know, came down here in 2000. Yeah, they definitely love it. They love it, love it.
And that's good, because you're putting that positive paranormal turn to things. But do you have problems with, like, groups that go out and maybe go into the cemeteries at night that shouldn't be out there or things like that?
Other teams, I'm going to say, on Cape Cod. Not groups, like, from that were on my tour.
Right.
Because there's this, at sundown, there's nobody allowed in cemeteries.
Okay.
On Cape Cod, you'll get fined. You know, trespassing. You know, like I tell people, if you come back to this building, and I'm not with you, and the police stop you, which they probably will, because we have great police officers here on Cape Cod that do their job thoroughly. that, you know, I didn't let you stay here.
Right.
You know, they know me well. The police know me well. like any good ghost hunter, we always call them up and tell them where we're going to be. Right? Right? Yes. For all your listeners. No, but for me, yeah. I mean, 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm in a cemetery because I've already put the calls into the town police officers. But, yeah, the problems, it's the ones that heard the stories, read the books, come down, say they either know me. I get the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning from the police officers. Do you know this team? No. No, I didn't give them permission, you know. So, yeah, but it's not that bad.
Now, why aren't people allowed in sundown? After sundown, somebody in the room wants to know: have there been problems before, or is it just a Cape Cod law?
It's actually a Massachusetts law.
Really?
After sunset, you can't go into any cemeteries without permission. It's to preserve the history. We got headstones from the 1600s here.
Yeah.
You know, I'd hate to have a 14-year-old kid drinking, doing whatever, you know, or 30-year-old man doing this, kicking over these headstones that are artfully done, you know, handcrafted headstones.
And you go out, you take these folks out, you've caught evidence, people have seen things, that you know, you've started all these new things. You know, how are you managing to fit this in with your day-to-day schedule? Because you obviously, like you said, you wish it was a full-time job. You obviously have other things to do. I mean, what else? You must be giving up stuff to be able to do all this.
His hotness allows him to do it.
Now, Bonnie, I'm feeling a little left out because Bonnie has never called me hot. So
Nathan, you're hot, and
okay.
I love you.
See, I defer that. Yeah, I'm your evidence. You know, I
feel
heard.
See, and I didn't tell Derek I loved him.
That's true.
Oh, see?
That's true.
You get the extra thing.
And I have actually fallen asleep on Bonnie's shoulder the first time I met her. In fact.
Yeah. A lot of people have fallen asleep on me, near me, with me.
Bonnie, you're usually the last one standing.
Yeah, I am.
Actually, Bonnie got up and walked away and left a little inflatable alien with me and then took a picture. So now that I think about it.
Well, you know, I had just met you.
That's true. And it was an interesting event. Now you have the free lectures for people to come to. How's that going?
It's busy. I'm sorry.
No, wasn't me.
Okay. They increase, free. We give free door prizes, like a whole bunch of things that I keep secret. But I actually give out digital voice recorders once every month. A digital voice recorder for free to the people that possibly could win. But the lecturers, yeah, we have a good lineup of lecturers, and that goes good. And you had asked me, how do I fit this in my schedule?
Yeah.
Easy enough. I don't have a day job.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do, but, you know, some Scott's Lawn Fertilizer, Home Depot organization or something like that. But seasonal, during the summer. So I'm busy in the morning and busy at night, and that's it. You know, I might have team members that, when a case comes up, that they can run themselves. You know, they can go and investigate while I do tours. I get upset. That's when I get upset. You know, when I'm stuck doing a tour, which I love. I love them, granted. But, yeah, I want to be in Newport, Rhode Island with Rise Up Paranormal. I want to be with in a multi-million-dollar mansion here on Cape Cod because it has ghosts.
Now, you know, I wanted to ask you because, you know, Provincetown, such a big popular area in the summer and everything like that. Do you ever get the ghost hunt up there?
In Provincetown?
Yeah.
Not really.
No?
Because it is so busy down there. And
I just thought you might have some big cross-dresser theater that was really haunted that we could...
Oh, they do. They actually do. It's called the Anchor Inn.
Really?
Yeah. If none of your listeners know what Provincetown is, it is the alternative, gay lifestyle or whatever you want to call it. Everybody can go and feel comfortable if you don't mind seeing 70-year-old men in baby doll dresses licking lollipops on tricycles. It's like
Mardi
Gras.
Oh my God, that's my dream.
That is where we're going to have to hold the next Ghostly Talk party, Bonnie.
Truthfully, Derek, I want to see you do that.
Never.
come on. Please. I'll say you're hot again.
Say
I'm hot again, Bonnie, and I'll do anything for you.
See,
she doesn't want. She doesn't care to see what I do. She's seen Extreme Paranormal. She knows I'll do anything. So,
Nathan, I knew that before then.
That's true.
It's awesome down there. Believe it or not, it's like Mardi Gras but Massachusetts style. You just can't drink on the street. That's it. That's the way I put it to everybody. But yeah, they have cool buildings and. You know, it's really, really cool. But it's where I live on Cape. You look at Massachusetts, you look at Cape Cod, and you go, oh, it's only right there to there. Yeah, put summer traffic involved, and that ends up being a 2.5-hour drive. Which, during the wintertime, it only takes 40 minutes, if that, 30 minutes to get there from my house. So.
Well, Derek, you know, we're going to have to wrap up. Is there anything you want to throw out there for everybody to know about Cape Cod? Haunted and history tours and everything like that?
Tours start April 15th to November. Come down. If you mention, actually, Ghostman and...
Ghostman and Demon Hunter. That's okay. Nobody gets it right on the first try.
I just stumbled on my cat. Sorry, I just stepped on it. So if you mention the show, I'll give you a couple of bucks off. Tell them you listened to me, you know, tonight or the rebroadcast. You know, let me know you're a fan of the show and... I can work with you.
You hear that, folks? Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, saving you money.
Yeah. You know, the ghost conferences, we have one coming in August. Check the website.
There you go.
Other than that, Nathan, you know, I'd appreciate it.
No, not a problem at all. We're glad to have you on. We want to see people come out, check out haunted history, walking tours of Cape Cod. I want to get out there. I'm a huge boating fan.
Awesome.
I love boating, so I actually do want to come out and check out the new Shipwreck and Ghost Mysteries Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, personally for me, I would love to go out earlier, do some fishing, and
then
do the tour. But, hey, you know, I'll take the tour. It's, it's good.
I'm just going to come out and have Derek be my tour guide.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, folks, go out and check out Cape Cod's Haunted and History Tours. You know, Derek's hot. Check him out.
Okay, it sounds wrong coming from you, Nathan.
Go up to Provincetown, check out, it's the Anchor Inn, and you know, it's haunted, and if you're a crossdresser, that's the place to go and do your ghost hunting. Then you can also you know, there's two different village tours. There's the cemetery tours, except for the cemetery tours, the bus tour and the walking tours, I understand, handicapped accessible.
Yes.
So I'm not going to ask you the price unless you want to give it over.
Oh, yeah. No, God. We don't gouge. We don't. 2.5-hour walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the Ghost Hunters tour. It's $15. 3.5-hour Ghost Hunters tour is $20.
You see, folks, affordable ghost hunting for folks out there who want to get out there and try something in ghost hunting if you haven't already. If you have, but you're looking for new locations, Haunted History Tour, you know, check it out. Ghost Hunting Tours, check them out. You can check out the website at www.caiprs.com. That's capers.com. And I'm going to throw the phone number out there, too, just for people who want to call and make reservations, because it's coming up in April. And, folks, it's March. It's coming up in April, and it's 508-771-2725. If you didn't grab your pen and paper, I'm going to throw it out one more time. 508-771-2725. Folks, check out these tours. I'm going to go up and check them out because I personally am very interested in it. I love Cape Cod. I drove through. One hint, don't speed. The cops do sit on the highways. I noticed that. And it's one and two lane highways, and they will pull you over if you speed. So, especially if you have out of state plates. So, take it safe, take it easy, get up there, check out the Haunted History Tours. And, Derek, can you hold on? Because I got to wrap up the show, but I want to thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
And for those of you who had questions that I didn't get to answer because I was busy listening to Derek, guys, this is definitely something you want to check out. Haunted History Tours of Cape Cod. Cape Cod's Haunted History Tours, so it's Haunted and History Tours. But Bonnie Jo, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
You're welcome, honey.
Derek, thank you. And it's
You're
that time where I got to thank everybody. And in the words of Sean Burris, who I might be in the chat room now. People that was saying hi to him. You know, in the words of Sean Burris, my brother, who I love, you know, people around the world want to send our love out and our thanks out for listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Folks in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Be sure to check us check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com. Gonna have Haunted History Tours up on our past guests and our friends and events of Haunted History Tours of Cape Cod. Check it out. Log into the forum because we really want to hear from you. And, you know, join us next week when another Ghostman and Demon Hunter show will be back. If Sean's up to it, Sean, I can't talk to you right now, but brother, I hope you're doing okay, and I can't wait to be back on the air with you. And Derek, Bonnie, thank you so much. And to quote Sean Burris again, don't go change.
Do it together.
Sure. You ready?
Okay, ready. 1, 2, 3.
Don't go changing.
You're not saying
hunters.
It.
Don't go changing, Ghost Hunters.
We won't. We love you. Good night.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like what I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in and slaving day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. From day to day, the boss man telling me what to do just makes me wanna say to those heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I can use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need this, I wanna make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you wanna get the hell out of here.
Yeah.